Page 49. 3. Listening and strategies. Different points of view. B. Listen to 5 opinions from the debate again. Prepare a response to each point of view. Use an expression from the box and add your own opinion. 1.
Well, I have pretty strong views about this because this law affects me. Well, it affects all of us here, really. And basically, I don't think the law should be changed. The main reason is that I live on the outskirts of town, about 15 miles from here, and public transportation isn't very regular. So for people like me, well, if the law were changed, then a lot of us wouldn't be able to get to school.
2.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Sam, but most young people aren't responsible enough. I mean, statistics show that most accidents are caused by young people. I don't think we should be allowed to take our driving tests until we're at least 20 or 21. That way, more lives would be saved.
3.
And secondly, all those accidents mean increased insurance premiums for young people. I think it would be better for young people to wait until they're a little older before they start driving, and then we wouldn't have to pay so much for our insurance every month.
4.
Yes, but I'm against raising the age limit for one reason alone. It's not fair, you know, to those young people who are responsible. I mean, just because some 16-year-olds are irresponsible, that shouldn't mean that driving is banned for all young people. That's not fair.
5.
I have an idea. Maybe young people should be allowed to drive at 16, but they shouldn't be allowed to drive without an adult in the car until they're, say, 20 or something. That way, they'd probably be safer when they're learning to drive and become better drivers, too. And the law could easily be changed.